Hi, this is Danielle from the Jaws Curator, and this is episode 88 of Art for Your Ear. This episode is supported by Saatchi Art, the world's largest curated online gallery offering original art by independent artists from around the world. You can visit them at saatchiart.com. So today we are talking to an Italian artist in London who I met at a Belgian pub in Ireland, and I'm calling her from Canada. Yeah. I have loved her mixed media collages since the second I saw them. Naomi Vona creates whimsical, wonderful work using found photos, stickers, tape, paint, a lot of which is neon. See? Right up my alley. Okay, let's do this thing. Calling Naomi in London. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, ciao.
Oh, I am so happy to talk to you because we've actually met before.
Yes.
In a very loud Belgian pub in Ireland.
yes, I remember.
Yeah.
And it was a surprise. I didn't expected you there, but it was a very beautiful surprise.
Oh, that's so nice. Well, yeah, and I knew your work already, and there was a whole bunch of artists there for a Saatchi event. And so, but it was so loud that I didn't really, we didn't really get a chance to talk very much. And so I'm very happy that you said that you would do this so I can ask you all my stuff.
Yeah, I'm also very honored. I didn't expect this. I have to say I follow this blog, but also the podcast since a long time, and for me it's really a big honor, and I still can't believe that I'm having this talk to you now.
Oh no. Well, I am thrilled that you're on because your collages, your work is I love it.
Thank you.
And there's so many things. Okay, so let's start out. You're Italian.
Yes.
We met in Ireland because you were living there. Now you're in London. Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. So you were born in Italy.
Yes.
And did you grow up there? Is that where you have lived like the majority of your life?
Yes. I grew up in a town called Desio in the north of Milan, so in the north of Italy, basically. And I stayed there since my 30 years old, more or less, 30, 32 years old. So, I grown up there. And then I moved with my partner for work reasons to Ireland in 2013. And then from there, we decided to move in London because we liked the idea to live here. We always been here in London as tourists. We came here more than once and we liked the city. So at the end, we decided after almost 3 years being in Dublin to move in London to have a new experience. So we just on the move.
Yeah, when did that happen? When did you move to London? Was that recent?
Yes, it was at the end of 2015, in November 2015. So yes.
Do you feel settled yet or not yet?
Yes, let's say that I am in a kind of, we are in a limbo situation also because of the Brexit situation.
Yeah.
So we don't know which will be the future for us. If we don't know if we see ourselves here, just because we don't know how the policies or how the government would take care of immigrants, because
right.
It's what we are. so we will wait, and we hope to stay here as long as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope for the best.
As does the whole world right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are here for now, and we will see.
Yeah, well, keep me posted. So when you were so in your 30 years in Italy, were you always making art when you were young?
Yes, let's say that I always been a very creative kid. I like to experiment a lot, to use a lot of materials.
That hasn't changed much.
No, exactly. Since I was really small, I remember that I was working with a modeling clay that in Italy is called Dido. That is a modeling clay for kids, and it's very colored,
mm-hmm.
Very fluorescent colors. And I still remember because I really love fluorescent colors.
Me too.
And I remember that I also experimented coloring with flowers. Or I also was into drawing a lot, copying characters from illustrated books or comics. And I was allowed into drawing. And I also remember in my primary school that I loved to cover the school books entirely with markers. It was like, I was like crazy. I didn't want to see any blank page, like any white page. So I always had this passion for markers, basically.
That is so funny.
So yeah, yes, I covered every kind of book, everything, and doodle over school books every time. So.
Oh my gosh, I love that that has not changed.
Exactly.
And so did you go to art school?
Yes, so in Italy there is an high school, is an art high school called Liceo Artistico. Basically, is a high school dedicated to anyone who wants to do arts. So there are, you know, you can study history, mathematics, and so on. But there are also a lot of workshops and class dedicated to art. So figurative art, architecture, and so on. Wow. So I was already, you know, prepared to the idea that I wanted to do this. From the beginning, from my, let's say, teenage years.
Yeah. And what did your parents think?
Oh, my mother always encouraged me a lot, always say to me, if you feel that it's something that you really want to do, do it, because she always said to me, I see that you feel, you know, confident and you have a lot of passion. And she always encouraged me in doing anything I wanted. Also, I did a lot of gymnastics. So I was dancing a lot when I was a kid. She also encouraged me to do a little bit of music, study music. But I was really lazy. So it was an on and off thing, studying music. But at least I tried.
Yeah. I was never very good in the music area. I just kept wanting to get into the art room.
Yeah, exactly. At the end, the only constant thing was art for me. And it ended that I studied art high school. And then I went to the Academy of Fine Arts, Brera Academy of Fine Arts in Milan. So I continued my studies. I did 3 years of design and applied arts, and then I did 2 years of photography.
Oh.
Yes, so I was really into art, and I experimented a lot during that years, I remember. So for me, photography was a revelation, also for connecting my interests, not just to, you know, doing pictures, but also to the photo as something that you can touch and you can relate with. So it was revealing. I really enjoyed this thing, and still, and until now, I'm still playing with images. So
yeah, well, I was gonna say, do you take your own photographs ever?
Yes. I made also some interventions of pictures of myself. And they were digital pictures, but I felt really anxious, so I stopped to do it. I don't know why, but it's like something that I wasn't able to continue to do. I did it just for trying. I have some images, but at the end I just stopped because I didn't feel good doing
this. Was that in school or after school?
No, after school was something I did. During school, it was more experimenting with digital photos. I also did a lot of self-portraits. And I also did a lot of studies connected to vintage photos. And, for example, to digital collectors. A lot of collectors that I see online, they collect vintage photos and then they put an online archive of found images. So I found it very interesting because they create a kind of imaginary family photos, imaginary album.
Right.
Like, and so you don't know the history, but you want to share these images with everyone. And so I made a lot of research in this kind of concept of on keeping memories, found memories and forgotten memories of others through the digital era. So how will be the future of analog photography and forgotten memories in the digital era? I was very intrigued.
Uh-huh. And I think that maybe you still are.
Yes, exactly. Then at the end, I came out doing what I do.
Yeah. And so you did design. So Do you work as a designer as well?
No, I didn't work as a designer. I basically, during my academy studies, I worked more as a blogger. I worked for several Italian networks, so I was talking a lot about design, photography, about cultural events, but I never went into the, you know, the professional designer, let's say that. I never did it.
I always wondered if that's like, if that was maybe a day job or something somewhere along the way, because your work is so, you know, I've said this a lot about collage and found image and mixed media, that so many designers go that way, because it's very similar, you know, like the composition. Yeah, yeah. And so I always wondered that about you, but no, so that wasn't your thing. And so are you full-time artist now?
Let's say that I'm trying to do it for this last year. I concentrate myself just doing this, but I would like also to come back to, let's say, a work from home job, like as I did in the past, as an editor or a blogger, because I believe that it's the best way to concentrate to my art project, but at the same time have a constant income.
Yeah.
Because for me, now the struggle is to survive.
Yeah.
So it's like I will try, and then I wanted to try, but I need something more.
Yeah. How did it feel when you sort of tried for that year? Was it exciting or scary or both?
It was both. Let's say that, because at the end you don't know what will come out, but I wanted so badly do something for myself. Yeah. After a long year. So I made a lot of jobs to survive, especially when I was in Italy. And I've always been so frustrated because I didn't have or the time or the inspiration to do what I wanted to do. And in these last years, I was so inspired that I just wanted more and more time to do things for myself.
I know, and I follow you on everything, and I love how, I mean, maybe that's why, because in the last year I've noticed that you've done so much. And maybe it's because you actually had that time. Like, you were so awesome when I did the my Creative Unblock challenges all through. Was that last year? 2015.
Yeah, exactly, last year, maybe. Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, 2015, I think. Yeah.
And in that time, I was working like full-time job, and I did that kind of thing, like exercises. There were exercises to me, but very exciting. And every night, I just promised to myself, I have to do this. When I just go back to go back home, I have to do this. And it was very useful. So I have to thank you, because there were very busy days for me, but I was really, you know, stressed by the job.
Yeah.
But I needed this kind of thing to, you know, improve myself, to get inspired, to continue to get inspired.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I didn't know that. I that's so nice, because, yeah, it is hard when you have a full-time thing to then come home and have the energy to do something else. But if you have little assignments, you know, it helps.
Yeah.
And I sometimes try to give myself assignments, but then, you know, I'm the teacher and the student, and I can be like, take the day off, you know. And so it's kind of nice if you can set yourself up to actually, you know, I met this man at a workshop last year, and he owns like a sign making company or something. And so, but he said what he would do is he would work, you know, a busy full day, and then he comes home and his studio is in his garage. And so he would go in through the garage door. He wouldn't even go into his house, because he knew if he went into his house, he'd start making dinners, kids are home, blah, blah, blah. So he goes into the garage, works for 1 hour in the studio, and then goes into his house. So he said, you know, my day is not done until I've had that hour in the studio, and now I'm home. Because he said, otherwise, I just won't go back in there, you know.
Yeah, but it's a perfect idea, I think. It's a good way to, you know, clear your mind and concentrate just to one thing. You have to do this every day for 1 hour.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like exercise. I know. I love that. So, okay, let's talk about your work. So you clearly love found images as much as I do. And so, oh, there's so much to ask you. Okay, first of all, where do you find all of them?
So I found them on eBay.
Okay.
I win bids, but I focus on bits where they sell very big lots of images altogether. And so I try just to take a bargain, let's say, with a few euros. I take hundreds of photos and then they come into my home.
Oh, was it like Christmas? It must be like Christmas when that shows up.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's always Christmas when I receive these envelopes and boxes.
And do you find that, like, say, in a big box, that you love all of them, or is it just a fraction of them that are right for you, or do you just make all of them work?
So I basically, I love all of them, and I don't select them. I just select them because based on the dimensions, because I have to put in them in some boxes, nothing else. But I am fascinated by all of them in different ways. So I just let it go every time. For me, collage is a releasing feeling. So I don't want to pick images or try to think about what I have to do or what I have to select. I just pick one or two of what I want and work without thinking so much.
Oh, that sounds really nice. That makes me want to take a deep breath. Well, that leads to my next question, because so these are precious little items, you know, there's one photo of some random baby who you don't know that you've bought on eBay. And when you start working on that image, I picture you actually doodling on your binders now at school. But when you start working, are you worried about ruining it, or do you just sort of let that meditative thing happen and you just go?
The thing is very weird, because when I started, I had a lot of photos, and I also collected in years a lot of found material, like found paper, tape, stickers. So I decided I wanted to do something. I didn't want to leave everything like that, because I'm not a collector, I say to myself.
Yeah.
I need to work. So I took the first picture and then some stickers that some friends of mine gave me as a gift. And I said to myself, let's do something outrageous. So let's cover all the faces of this group shot that I truly like and ruin it. It was my idea. I will ruin everything, but it doesn't matter, because I want to do it. And when I did this, I felt so good. I say to myself, wow, I never felt like this before. It's like something is happening. And so that the day I also made other works using stickers and markers. And I say to myself, this is something that I have to continue to do, because I'm releasing some good feelings. I feel good. And it was, you know, the good path. I remember it. I felt very good. And for me now, it was a fearless and maybe too much courageous act.
Yeah.
But I needed to do it, and I don't regret it.
Yeah. You know, because there is that moment when you can just let yourself go and not worry if you're going to, quote unquote, ruin it. And when you just do it, like, there are no mistakes, really. You know, it's just, you just have to let it happen. And yeah. I think what happens if you don't do that is that you get stuck in your head and you end up surrounded by boxes of photos and stickers, and there's no room for you to sleep in your house.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It was what I felt in that moment, because I had a creative block for almost 3 years before that day. So that's why it was so important to me. And I said to myself, if I don't start now, I will never do that again. I knew for sure. And
how many things did you do that day? Do you know?
I did some few collages. Then I decided also to take some picture of the collages, because I say to myself, maybe I could share them on my Flickr account. I just thought that it could be, you know, interesting also to share what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I remember that after like 1 month that I was starting to share my works, I had a lot of feedbacks from everywhere. It was like crazy. A lot of people wrote me saying, wow, I'm watching this Flickr account. I like what you're doing. And it was like, wow, something is happening. And I don't know how.
Yeah. Because you actually moving. Just let go and just did it.
Yeah.
What year exactly. was that?
Sorry?
What year was that?
It was 2013, and okay. I moved in Dublin. Yes, I was just like, let's say, I moved in Dublin in February, and then I started in March, between March and April, to do this kind of thing. So it was connected in some way to moving, relocating to another place, in another country, you know, everything is so different from my country. So also a way to, you know, to feel confident on what surrounds me, trying to release also, you know, some anxiety of moving in another country. So it was revealing. I felt good. So I felt that maybe moving to Dublin was a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's such a cool city. And yeah, what a neat, moving always sort of stirs things up, you know? Everything is new. And so, yeah, why not start putting stickers on? And so when did you start? Because I love your masks, your little lacy masks. And what is that paint or is that like paint pens?
Yes, exactly. There are pens. So it's a mask that I draw over.
And why masks? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah, so the story is very weird and there are a lot of things connected to it. So I have to give you a very long story, maybe.
Okay, perfect. That's what podcasts are for. I'm going to sip my coffee and you tell me a story.
So it became my signature element because in 2013, one night, I have, let's say, a visionary thing. I was in my bed and I was thinking about the crochet doilies.
Yeah.
And I liked the kind of decoration created by the circular elements. And I thought to myself, I say to myself, I should use this kind of decoration as a mask to put over some of the pictures that I use of the photos. And so the day after, I made a work called Portrait of Lovecraft, that is a writer in English. And it came out something that it was so, you know, amazing. I was amazed. I really liked that collage at the time. And it was also a popular collage of mine. I know that it is one of the most maybe popular. And the mask is also connected to Carnival, Italian Carnival. And Carnival is a very important festivity in Italy and is running right now through the whole month of February in Italy.
Okay.
So I'm celebrating Carnival through my Instagram account.
I noticed. Yes, I saw lots of masks popping up.
Exactly. Every day I put a mask to celebrate it because it's my favorite festivity. But the beautiful thing about it is that when I was a child, I wasn't allowed to celebrate a carnival because of the religious beliefs of my family. So I remember that I had to celebrate it in secret. My mother was the only one that knew that I could go to the, I don't know, school parties and celebrate Carnival. And she was and allowed me to go. And for me, so it was like, I was very sad because I wasn't allowed to wear masks or costumes. And in fact, became my favorite festivity because of that.
Yeah, because you weren't allowed.
So maybe, you know, a taboo of my child, well, now it's something that I want to celebrate every day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's so nice. So do you actually have any masks of your own now that you can use?
Yeah, but basically I created this crochet mask and now it's an object because I transform it in a paper object so I can wear it. And yes, it's a kind of a thing that you know, it's something that I wanted to do as a child. I wasn't allowed, so now I'm so happy to have any kind of mask. I create the mask for myself, and I celebrate it every time I want.
Oh, I love that so much. Oh, I'm so glad you told that story because they're so gorgeous. But it's so nice to know why. I think actually the first time I wrote about you, it was all masks.
Yeah,
because I just love them.
Yeah, It's crazy, but I realized this after a long time. I wasn't sure that this was the reason at the beginning, but then thinking about it, I told to myself, wow, that's what it was all about, carnival. And now I can realize that it was about that.
You know what I thought it was about? I thought it was what you were saying earlier about these sort of forgotten memory, you know, like these found images that it's like, who is this person? Who is their family? Why is this photo now floating around in the world? Like, why isn't it in somebody's precious photo album? You know, like this is someone's grandmother or whatever. And I thought the mask was so interesting because it's like, they're a mystery, right? You don't know who these people are. You don't know their story. And so that's sort of what I got out of it.
Yeah, but it's also connected a lot to the identity. Let's say we don't know the identities, we don't know the stories. So the mask is something like I can recognize myself in doing something that I feel confident to put a mask because then no one will recognize it. But it could be the kid of everyone at the same time.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of conceptual thoughts around the mask. So for me, the mask was also a lot connected to the thing that we are talking about, forgotten memories. And so
it's perfect. And it's so you. Like every time I see one of those come up, I know it's you. I don't even have to think about it. And so are you still taking photographs now then?
Let's say that I don't take picture. I did take some, as I told you before, like some self-portraits.
Yeah.
I did on 2013 or 14. But most of the time I take pictures with my phone, but nothing serious.
Yeah.
I have to say, because I am super lazy to bring my camera with me because it's heavy. So for me, the phone is the perfect way to take, you know, good pictures and enjoy the landscape when I come back home.
Yeah. No, I was just so curious because, you know, all of these portraits and you know how to take all these photos and I just was, but the phones do a lot now. Like they're pretty good cameras on there.
Yeah. In fact, I believe the camera, the phones are perfect also to take decent pictures now. So for me, I use it as a camera now. So every time I go somewhere, even if for a walk, if I have to, you know, make a picture of a beautiful view, a landscape, I will use my phone and it's fine.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. Like your Instagram feed is beautiful, so I'm not surprised at all that you have a background in photography too.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want a picture. Are you like completely surrounded by boxes and boxes of photos and stickers and tape and stuff, or are you really organized?
I have to be organized just because I don't have a studio, so everything is put inside a huge. Let's say everything is in boxes. So I have plenty of boxes full of photos or tapes. So everything has to be organized because I unfortunately don't have space. So
do you clean up every single time?
Yeah, I have to because the studio for me, it's my kitchen table.
Yeah, and your partner would leave you if you left it all out, I'm sure.
Let's say that we don't have a place to eat then.
Yeah, that's right. Is the dream to have a studio or do you like working at home?
I would like to work at home, maybe have, you know, a room just dedicated to doing my stuff because at least I can leave everything there.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure London, I mean, it's hard to find space.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, it's very expensive to live here and to find space. Yeah. So yes, we need maybe to look around a little bit if we want a bigger apartment at a good price.
Well, then kitchen table it is for now then. That's okay. Yeah.
It's big, it's good.
Yeah. So are you showing your work other than online? Are you... Because I think when you were in Ireland, your work was in one of the Saatchi shows that they were doing there, right?
Yes, in Ireland, I had the chance to make several shows, like group and also some also solo shows. But here in London, I made, let's say, a couple of group shows, but nothing else, because most of the time it's hard for me to look for a gallery that wants to make a group show with my works, because a lot of them are vanity galleries. So, you know, it's very... You have to invest a lot in terms of money. So I prefer to do it online, because for me in Ireland was easier. I don't know why. It was very easier for me to showcase my works on physical galleries, let's say that. And here I prefer to do it online just because of that. It's really hard. Maybe because also there is a lot of competition between galleries. Everything is so huge. So, I mean, and I don't know someone that could help me out. So for me, it's like a blind search.
Right. Well, when you were in Ireland, did you actually go around to galleries? Is that how you, or did they find you online and call you, or how did that work?
No, I contacted some of these galleries, and they were really, you know, maybe because everything is smaller, so they were more available to make group shows of any kind. It was easier, the communication, let's say that. And here, just they ignore you.
Yeah, it's big. It's
They just don't know that you exist.
Oh, no. Well, if any London people are listening, help her out, because her work is amazing. There we go.
Thank you.
But you know, that is a really cool thing about online. And it's actually funny that you're saying this, because I hear from a lot of people that are in small towns that they're like, oh, well, there's no opportunity because I'm in this small town. But it's like, here you are in like one of the world, you know, capitals, and it's like, it's hard because it's so big.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of interesting. And that's what I find so exciting about the internet, is that it doesn't matter if you're a tiny person in a huge city or a person in a tiny town. It's like, if you can publish yourself and use Instagram or whatever you want to use to get yourself out there, it's amazing what can come from that.
Yeah, exactly. The online world is so wild, but at the same time, it's so open to everyone. So
Yeah. I know, it is a bit of Wild West. Like, there's kind of no rules yet. But it is really amazing that, you know, like that Creative Unblock project, for example, that I'm in a small town in Canada. I was able to post that. You were in Ireland doing it every day. I was watching you from here because you hashtagged it. You know, like, it's just so weird and cool, and, you know, makes you feel like you know all these people, even though you've only talked once in a very loud pub in Dublin.
Yes, it feels good, especially when you talk with other artists and art lovers. Internet opened me the doors to, you know, to communicate and have an open dialogue with art lovers. So
yeah.
you don't feel alone anymore.
Yeah. Did you know any of those other artists when we were in Dublin? Like Molly?
No.
No, you just met them there?
Yeah.
That was a really cool grouping of people. And I ended up writing about all of you, I think. Because it was such a cool grouping of people. And then it was so cool to meet all of you. All in one shot. But yeah, did you find there was a community there, or were you kind of doing your own thing?
Let's say that I was like working always on my own, but every time I had the chance to do a group exhibition of any kind, I was open to, you know, connect with artists, to have a dialogue with them. But I'm not into, let's say, I don't know, groups or our communities that were there at the moment. So but at the end, I have to say that another thing that I love about internet is the fact that I did a lot of art collaboration with artists from all over the world. So even if you don't have, you know, you are not part of an art community, I had the great chance to have collaborations and to chat with a lot of people from all over the world. So it's something that the online community is amazing. So
I know. I know. I always tell people, you know, if you're feeling alone, like, you just, all you have to do is, some of my best like art friends that I trust the most are on the other side of the planet.
You know, that's cool.
Yeah, if you just send them a message on Facebook, and next thing you know, you're like, get feedback on your work, and it's like, thank you very much, and you know, on you go with your day. So it is a pretty amazing thing. So if anybody's listening that's feeling like that, really, like, pay attention to who also comments on the Instagram, you know, images that you love, and chances are you guys have stuff in common. And I've got my little online gallery now, because I love that, you know, why not? Why can't there be just a gallery where shows open, you know, online, and people can come and just from their living rooms come to the opening?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love it. It's changed my life in my tiny little town. I get to talk to you in London from Italy. I have a question for you before we do the not so speedy speed round. This is super exciting, and I won't go into detail because I don't know if it's secret. I probably sign a contract before I really go all crazy. But I get to go to Venice in August. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Venice. I am very, very excited. I'm teaching a course, and it's part of the Biennale. And I'll tell everybody about dates and signing up and everything as soon as I know. But have you been to Venice?
Oh, yes.
Tell me all the things. Because I've never been, I've been to Italy, but I went along the Italian Riviera when I was backpacking, which is a bad place to go if you're a backpacker because you need money. I didn't have money. But we went to Portofino, and it was so beautiful. And then we cut up through Milan, but I was only in Milan for an hour at the train station waiting to continue on. And I've been to the very, very south, but that is it. And so now this chance to go to Venice. And so tell me all the stuff.
Let's say that I've been there more than once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And we have been in the, let's say, the city center, so the most touristic place. So it always been very busy because of the tourism.
Yeah.
But it's a place that is so, you know, weird that you have to see it once in your life. So I believe that you will be amazed by the whole thing. The city itself, it's really weird.
Yeah, just the canals and
yeah.
I know,
you have to move with boats.
I just can't even imagine. Like, to me, it seems like a movie. You know, like, I've only ever seen it in movies, and it's just so weird that I'm going to be there. And this all just got finalized as I was finalizing this with you, and I was like, oh, something's going on. There's all this Italian in my life all of a sudden.
Will enjoy it.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to eat a lot.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah, that's my main plan, is eating a lot. Speaking of which, not so speedy speed round. Ready?
Okay.
Yeah. What is your favorite pasta?
Oh, for an Italian, this question is so difficult.
I know, that's why I asked you.
Oh, God. Let's say, my favorite one is spaghetti.
Oh, just classic.
Yeah, very classic, but I love pasta. It's my favorite food.
So me too.
Every kind of pasta is perfect for me.
It hurts me so much, but it's delicious. I was in, when I was in the Riviera, we were in, was it Portofino? Maybe. And my friend and I went to this little restaurant, and nobody spoke English, and we spoke terrible Italian. And so we ordered our meal, and of course, we got this giant bowl of spaghetti, and it was fresh and delicious. And like, we ate all of it, and we thought we were done because we're Canadian. And then they brought the meat. And then like, just food kept coming. We're like, oh my God, I cannot fit any more of this in my body. But we did it. We powered through. But I learned after that be careful, because you think that you're just getting spaghetti, but you are not. There's a lot more coming. I'm going to eat all of that when I'm in Venice. Okay, I think I know the answer to this. Well, maybe not. You've been in the UK for a while. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
We know that.
Yeah. Just a little espresso? Is that all you do?
Yeah, it's the Italian espresso.
Yeah,
once a day, yeah, we have to take it as Italian.
Only once a day?
Yes, I have to say I'm not classic Italian, because Italians drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
For me, one a day is enough, because it's really strong.
Yeah. In the morning, just start your day that way?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a would you rather. I've asked this one before of people, and I think it's hilarious. So, would you rather sing or dance in front of a crowd of strangers?
Oh, dance.
Yeah, me
Dance.
too.
Yeah, no, singing, just no, I will just go to panic and no. At least dance, I can make them laugh.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what instrument did you play when you had to do music when you were younger?
So I remember I did a transverse float, flute,
Yes,
float.
yeah.
Yeah, very weird, but it was very heavy. I was just 6 years old. I remember just it
Oh.
was too much heavy for me.
Oh, that's so cute.
And a little bit of piano.
Yeah, did you quit? Like, have you ever done it since?
Yeah, it was like an on and off thing because of the studying music for me was too much. I
Yeah.
was doing my school and then studying music, it was too much for me, so I quit. And my mother was so disappointed.
Yeah. Oh,
But
that's.
I said, well, I can't, I can't.
Yeah. I tried to, but I just didn't care. And I did clarinet in when I was 13, and same thing. You're supposed to take it home and practice every day. I think I brought it home like 6 times and then just put it in my room and didn't practice. And but see, I thought maybe if you had your music, at least then you could get up there and play the flute and then you wouldn't have to sing or dance. But nope, you couldn't do that either. Dancing it is. Okay, so the last one. Where in the entire world would you want to show your work if you could show your work anywhere?
Okay, in a place where I would like to go also, and I've
Okay.
never been, so like Tokyo, for example. It
Oh.
would be perfect because it's like a place where I would like to go. And
I think your work would be amazing there.
I hope that maybe some Japanese gallery could just take a look at what I
Oh,
do.
okay, let's put that out in the universe. Yeah, because like your colors and the dots, and I think it'd be amazing. And then you could go to the opening, and you'd probably have to go ahead of time, you see, for a few weeks to get set up. Then you'd have to stay all through the show just to make sure that it all went well.
It would be a dream that comes true, really.
Oh, I love it. Well, see, I love it when you say things out loud because you never know. Now it's out floating in the universe. Maybe there's a gallery in Tokyo listening right now.
Let's hope.
Let's hope. Let's hope. Oh, I love it. Okay, that's everything.
Oh, thank you very
See,
much.
didn't that
Thank
go
you.
fast?
It was okay. It was perfect at the end. I was a little bit nervous at the beginning, but now I feel okay.
No, that was so good. And no, I always tell people there's no reason to be nervous because it's just like talking on the phone to somebody. And I have so many questions for all of you guys that there's never an awkward pause because I'm like, okay, there's more. I want to know about this. I'm very happy to learn about your masks. It's cool to hear the story behind it. And I'm excited because now I get to fill this post that goes with the podcast all about your mask pieces. Do you have a photo of yourself wearing a mask?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because I remember seeing that. Is that your Instagram image or
Yeah,
something?
you can find it on my Instagram profile, also on my Facebook profile photo.
Yeah, that's why I was asking you about your own photography because I was like, I'm sure I've seen a photo of you in a mask.
You can find it.
Okay, I'm putting that in. And is that what you were saying? You kind of feel anxious about putting yourself into the work?
Yes, basically it's more about like collaging over my face. So if I take a picture of myself and then
Yeah.
I collage over, I feel a sense of anxiety that I don't know why. And every time I stop, I say, no, I can't, I can't.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that is within, I don't know what. And maybe I have to start again and
Yeah,
see
let's
what
give you
will
a
come out.
private project that don't feel like you have to see. I'm going to give you another assignment. I can't stop bossing people around. I have issues. Because I think I kept bringing it up about the photography because I think that would be I mean, I don't want you to feel anxiety, but at the same time, there's something quite interesting there. You
Yes,
know?
yes. Yes, I also, I have a lot of people told me that it would be interesting if I take pictures and then I work over as I do with vintage photos. So, yeah, it's something that I have to try again.
Yeah, I think you should. There's an artist I've written about a zillion times, and she's in my collage book, and I'm going to ruin her name. I think she's from Argentina. Maria Apercent. Terrible. I can't pronounce her last name. I'm going to put it in the post, but she... Actually, if you look up Maria and Argentina on my site, she'll probably come up. Mm-hmm. But she either... I don't know if she takes the photos, but she has a lot of friends that she collaborates with that are photographers. So they'll take usually black and white photographs, and then she embroiders over them and adds her own thing. And I just think it's so interesting that you have such an amazing eye. You have, you know, you have that photography background, and then you alter these photographs. And I'd be so curious to see what would happen if you altered your own photographs. Like, maybe if it's not your face, it wouldn't bother you as much, or... maybe it would. I don't know. I think it's just so interesting.
Yeah, I have to try. I have to try maybe different subjects and to see what is the feeling then.
Yeah. Like, if you take a picture of a cat, like, is it going to upset you to put a mask on that? Like, it would be interesting. So don't share it on Instagram. Don't put it up anywhere. Cut yourself some slack there. But I want you to try it because I want you to see and then report back.
Yeah. I will definitely try to do that. Thank you.
Because who knows? Like, it might be one of those things. Like, sometimes I'll push myself and I'm like, nope, I hate that direction. You know, and there's no point in forcing yourself down a path that you don't enjoy, because, you know, you should enjoy making art. I pushed myself down paths that I hated for years. I don't know why. To the point where I didn't want to go into my studio because I didn't like what I was doing. And now I love what I'm doing. So... you know, I've gotten to a point with my collages where I think it's time to push myself to do something different and new, but I don't know what that is because I've gotten so comfortable and enjoying what I'm doing now that I'm not sure. So if you can come up with an assignment for me, I'll do it too.
Yeah. I promise that but because I want to do it, I just need maybe to focus on different subjects, and maybe it could come out something interesting.
Yeah, and it's a good way to explore a new city too, you know, like the whole moving thing. Like, sometimes when you're in a new place, that's my instinct in a new place is to sit in my house, or, you know, even when it's terrible. That's why I was asking you about Venice. Even when I travel, I get quite a bit of travel anxiety. And so I'm excited to be there, but then I just kind of want to stay in the hotel. You know, like, I'm kind of scared to go, especially if I'm by myself. And I often have to travel by myself because my husband stays home with my son. And so I'm a little bit scared to go exploring. And so, you know, but it's Venice, for crying out loud. Like, you have to go and explore. But it pushes me out of my comfort zone a little bit. And so anyway, I think getting pushed out of your comfort zone, and especially in a new city, take your phone and go see what happens.
Yeah.
This could be good. Okay, I will leave you with that. And maybe everybody that's listening will go and do it too. Why not? It's a good excuse to go wander around and take some photos. So.
Yeah, that could be interesting, yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for this, and I'm so glad that you put your nerves aside and said that you would come and do this with me, and I will write a big, beautiful post that will go up with this, and yeah, a good excuse to write about you again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll see you online.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Naomi. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Are you still there?
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh God,
what do you think?
Yeah, I just every time I have to talk about me and in English, it's sometimes tough because I know that a lot of concepts are inside my head, but I cannot explain them because in Italian my concepts are too much complex.
Yeah,
I have to simplify. So that's why for me, speaking English, it's more difficult. But at the end, it was great. And I'm thankful because for me, this is a way to encourage myself to move forward in my art experience. art life.
Yeah, well, I think you are so talented, and I love everything that you do, and I love watching from afar. And so, if I can play any part in encouraging you to, to keep doing what you're doing, then I will do that.
Okay, this is a sign that I have to go and move on.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, like, and I was thinking that too as I was saying that. Like, I think what you're doing now is amazing. I don't think you need to move on from that at all. I think it's fabulous. I just think it's a fun, curious, creative experiment, and it might not work.
Yeah, but at the end, I know that I have to put every time I do something, I push myself. And when
Yeah.
I do this, it's like a sign that something is also changing what I'm doing in my personal life. So the fact also that I'm moving a lot, we are immigrants, we are always moving. It's
Yeah.
also a way to push myself in my art experiments too. I'm not stuck anymore since 2013, so that was positive.
Ah, that's so great.
And it's amazing. And I can just see that my creative process is evolving, so it's a positive thing too. So that's why I don't want to stop.
Yeah, no, and I don't think that you will. I feel like that about my art. Like, since last year, since I started doing these little paint collages, I just feel like for the first time in my life, I can't see the end.
Yeah,
You
it's
know,
amazing.
I used to do
Yeah.
like three or four collages in a little series and be, it's not even a series, it's three or four collages, and then I'd be bored. Or I would think it wasn't good anymore or whatever. And this is the first time that I can't see where it might stop. But at the same time, I feel like I've been doing it for a year. Do I need to push myself? Like, do I need to be doing something more or different? Or am I just going to come back to, nope, this is what I love and this is my thing?
Yeah, exactly. And always push yourself, but just remember, what I'm doing now is like I do this, I don't want to get bored, so I jump to another project.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that I have the old project to work on. So I'm also doing abstract collage, for example, at the same time. So I'm trying to draw wings. I'm trying to tell to myself, do something different if you feel that this is boring.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to have parallel projects at the same time also, because at least you feel inspired by something new and you can also learn a lot of new things.
Yeah. And you know what you were saying about just sort of going, like just picking up or any of the photos and just going, I think is so that's so empowering. Like, that's what I try and do too, is just grab a little person and put it on a paint blob, because as soon as I start planning, it goes out the window.
Yeah, it goes away,
It goes
everything.
away. Yeah. And then I can feel my shoulders get tight, and it's just I overthink, and it's not fun. And as soon as you just like let go, and sometimes I'll do paint strokes that I hate and I just throw them on the floor, and then another day I'll pick it up and put another stroke or two over top, and suddenly it's perfect.
Yeah,
You
exactly,
know,
yeah.
so it's always good to come back to stuff and move along and then circle back around. And so, anyway, yeah, I just as I was saying that at the end, I was like, wait, I need to clarify that before I hang up, because I don't want you to think that, what
No,
you're,
but it's very good. It's very good to listen to this because sometimes I just forget. I say to myself, I want to push myself, I want to do something different, but I forget about it. But if someone just comes over, it's good because I can just remember, oh yes, I remember that I also thought about
Yeah, I know. Little
this.
assignments are good. I like it when people tell me what to do too, because then it takes the pressure off yourself. It's a little assignment. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna go try this. It's a good way to experiment and play without pressure. So that's why I said, don't post it anywhere. Take that pressure away and just play. And anyway, I just wanted to add that before I hung up, because I didn't want you to leave feeling like that. Yeah.
Oh,
Okay, well, let's hope somebody in Tokyo heard this, and
no
and we'll see what happens.
worries.
Yeah,
Oh,
and I might I'll report back with my Venice experience to you.
God. Yeah, it will be a life experience,
That's
really.
what I've heard. My husband was there when he was a child, and so hopefully they can come with me for the first week, because he so badly wants to go back. And my son is 10 now, and I would love to show him. He's old enough now that he'll remember.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're gonna hopefully maybe they can come for the first week or something, so we'll see.
Oh, it would be perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, well, thank you so much for taking this time, and it's 6 o'clock there, so I'll let you go have dinner, and this will be up on the weekend.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. If you need something, just let me know. If you need pictures or any kind or information, I am available.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And I will, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I have to say, I really love doing that "Are you still there?" thing. And in this case, I wanted to make sure that she knew what I meant. I love her work now, just for the record. So hopefully that is clear to everyone. Thank you so much to Naomi for tossing her nerves aside and chatting with me today. Now, if you happen to be in LA while you're listening to this, I'm going to be at Skylight Books tonight, Saturday, February 18th, from 5 till 6 p.m., doing a talk and book signing. And I won't be alone. The amazingly talented Martha Rich, the artist who illustrated the book, will be there with me too. So come by if you can. It's at 1818 North Vermont Avenue. Ooh, I cannot wait. So exciting. And speaking of exciting, Venice. I cannot believe it's happening. There are spots for 20 of you if you want to come. It's a one-week course in August or mid-August in collaboration with an organization that works with the Venice Biennale. What? Yeah. I'm going to have more info in the next couple of weeks regarding cost, accommodation, the course schedule, and everything. So if you are thinking about it, if it sounds exciting and crazy, mark your calendar for August 14th to 21st, 2017. Start saving and start practicing your Italian. Okay, so with that business out of the way, I want to say thank you so much to Saatchi Art for supporting yet another episode. And as always, thank you for listening. There will be more Art for Your Ear next weekend. See you then.